What's good? Welcome, everybody. Wednesday Friends Day on Reptiles Unplugged. Yeah, this is your host, Adam Hallblad with Beach Bum Exotics. You can find me on all the normal socials, Facebook, Instagram. And if you're looking for any cool ball pythons, you can find available stock over on Morph Market. Check me out on husbandrypro.com as well. And I've got one of the best hosts in the industry sitting right next to me. Take it away, sir.
My name is Shane Kelly, Small Town Exotics. You can find me on smalltownexotics.com, Instagram, Patreon, and soon to be Reptile Ads. What's Reptile Ads? Stay tuned. You're going to find out all about it. And our technical producer, Jay from Green Line Morphs, you can find him on Instagram and Morph Market. Go give him a follow. Check him out. He does all the wonderful, cool stuff for us.
Bam. Nice. We're getting that down. I like it. Only you know, like eight months. You know?
last week, I flipped me and Jay, and it just didn't feel right. So I flipped it back this week.
Flipped it back. I like it. Yeah, good job, man. How's your week been? Pretty good?
Yeah, man. Just busy with my normal job, my day job and everything. And yeah, man, the weather's cooling down over here now. So I'm excited for that. You know, it's like...
Nice.
I go to work real early, and it's like the kind of weather now where it's best to throw on a hoodie. So, like, that's perfect for me. I like that.
Oh, yeah, dude. I love that weather. I mean, living in Ventura, we're always hoodie weather out here, but I feel you, bro. Year-round, 70 degrees. That's it. You know?
Yeah, that's the only thing I miss from there.
Yeah, exactly. That's the only thing, right? Yeah. Oh, too funny, man. Well, cool. I love it. Weather's changing. We got a good storm out this way, and I actually did some pairings because I'm like, man, it's raining. I'm going to take advantage of it. Got a good lock from Bongo Pastel Hat Puzzle. Or I think it's got OD in there, too, from Joel to that spot-nose bamboo puzzle female of mine. So I hope that clutch takes big time.
Nice.
Yeah.
Animal wise, my male hog noses are starting to skip meals, and that means they're like winding down, getting ready to brumate. So that's cool, man. That's like little mini vacation time. So, you know, I'm excited.
Yeah,
that.
That's awesome. I love that. Hell yeah. Yeah, very cool. Good deal. Have any clutches or anything, or is your season your is it done?
No, I'm still going. I'm just putting along, man. I just been
nice.
I got one clutch coming out of the egg. I did not hit any rainbows in my rainbow clown clutch, so there's that. And I've had enough bad odds this year. To next year, man, I'm going to be screaming to level that shit up. You know?
Putting it in the karma bank.
Yeah. And then I got two waiting to hatch. I got one waiting to lay. I'm just still putting along, man. I just been putting along all year, like back to the way I started. That's just how I like it. A couple clutches a month, and it's just spread it out throughout the year.
Yeah. You know, it's fun. My season. I had a clutch drop this last week too. And kind of like, I thought I was done, but she ended up pulling through and showing all the signs. And I have one more, I think, that's coming. And then I'll be done for the year. So I think I'll wind up with like four clutches, which is good amount, you know, enough not to like burn me out with babies and let me settle back in, you know, easy.
Yeah, that's a great warm up year right there. You know, you're podcasting again, you're breeding again, you know, just ease back into it.
For sure. Man. Well, hey, I normally go, whoops, I didn't mean to show that. Oh, can you hide that? I don't know what I'm clicking on over here because I'm on my phone and y'all might notice my background's changed. I'm in the room, which is kind of like where all the snakes are now that we're doing the little remodel. And my hard drive died. So I'm on my phone, limping along. We're getting things done, though.
Hey, that's dedication, though, right there, bro. You know, like, still got to show up. I'm going to use a phone. You know, that's great. Thank you for doing that, though, too.
Yeah. Hey, you know, you got to figure problems out, right? Can't let them put you down.
Right. And speaking of problems, we got a problem solver with our guest.
Yeah, I'm excited for this one. I think, do we just get right into it, I think?
Yeah.
Sweet I'll, tech.
I'll intro form. So we have reptile ad.
Boom. Hey.
What's up, Zach?
How's everybody doing?
Good, man.
Excellent, sir.
I was just chilling backstage, entertaining myself, being bored. You know, just like.
I know. I'm sorry, our green room doesn't have snacks or alcohol. It's just whatever your house has got, bro.
I had my own. I came prepared.
Yeah. Nice, nice, nice.
So if you want, go ahead and give a little intro about yourself. You know, like you have a lot of things going on. So I mean. Just...
For anyone who doesn't know me, my name is Zach Parpart. I own and operate Parpart's Pristine Pythons for 6+ years now. I admin and work with Thomas from World Ball Pythons now under new ownership. I'm working with them as well. I've been working for Husbandry Pro for the past couple of years now. I've worked with them for even longer than that, but I'm now the business development manager. I run all the front end operations for the company worldwide, everything except for technical. And I don't get final say on what we add before anyone asks. final say. I'm in charge of telling you what he told me.
There lies, you go. Lies. That can do it all. Message him.
So I do a couple things in the reptile hobby, and I try to stay pretty busy.
Yeah,
so,
that's for sure.
With that being said, that leads right into our first question. Like, what was the spark or motivation for starting reptile ads?
So, you know, there was a lot of clamor for people wanting it and stuff, and it got really loud during the time that auctions came out and stuff. And through my day job with Husbandry Pro, you know, I was kind of trying to push that direction, but the direction we wanted to go with Husbandry Pro just wasn't that. You know, Husbandry Pro already has a reputation for being, you know, a really robust system with a lot of features. And adding to that, we feel waters down what's there. You know, Husbandry Pro always was designed to be a husbandry system and a reptile and collection management system and a platform to help run your businesses. It's something to plug your other stuff into, but keep all your records here and your good stuff. And, you know, making it a market and adding all that extra stuff, that was some of the clamor we were getting about people needing a new listing site was some of the other listing sites out there were adding too much stuff. And like, you can't figure out what to do. It's not simple anymore. You know, there's literally people out there on YouTube who have instructional videos just to teach you how to go and shop on their site because no one can figure it out because it's so, you know, it's so bloated. You know, and that got me started thinking, you know, well, we need something new. We need something simple. We need something easy. You know, and if we're going to do it, we might as well make it, you know, state of the art. Everything's new coming with all this AI. So like, you know, once we had a big sit down and realized that wasn't the direction we wanted to go with Husbandry Pro, you know, I was like, you know what? I want to do this. And so I started looking at what I needed to do to kick it off and seeing if I could get the support and seeing if I can make it happen.
Well, cool. Oh, well, you know, we need to backtrack a little bit. What is reptile ads? Man, I already know. So we probably forgot that question.
So reptile ads is an enterprise level, state-of-the-art listing site for reptiles and reptile goods. We do have dedicated sections for enclosures and dry goods and stuff like that to help support your reptile hobby. It is business level. This isn't something that was done, you know, in a few weekends or a couple months with part-time work. You know, we're coming out with a team of dedicated developers. It's its own company. We have customer service people doing that for us as well. We're steadily making modifications and changes. This is fully supported, you know, and state of the art. Nothing is this efficient. Nothing is this fast and nothing is this modern that's in the reptile industry, period. This is built on the same platform that Amazon is using. Facebook and Instagram are using it now, the Meta platform. And it's just, it's the way of the future. The old tech is just outdated now comparatively.
Yeah. And I'll give a little bit. I've been in there like breaking stuff already. I've been one of the beta guys and I love it. You know, we might give you a sneak peek a little bit later on, but what Zach is saying is true, man. It's pretty fast. It's streamlined. It's smooth. It's great. It looks great. I mean, that's what matters to me, is it like a look. I can't explain it, but I want a look, you know?
What, yeah, visually.
It's crisp. It's fast.
Yeah.
Everything preloads on the, you know, some of the computer guys will know more about this than me, but it's on the Next.js platform. And the way it works is, you know, it's not pulling all this data from the server every time you click on something. It's already there and it's already ready. When you go to the next thing, it's already loading all the other stuff, getting it ready for you to click on it. So when you click on stuff, there's no sitting there waiting on this to pull up, waiting on this to load. You know, I mean, it's just, it's so fast. It's so nice.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah,
I got to play around with it a little bit too. And that's the first thing that I noticed was visually how appealing it was, how snappy, and then how intuitive. Like, I didn't have to hit up Shane and be like, hey man, how do you fumble around here? So you guys are delivering on that mission of anybody stopping through. It's intuitive. I love that. I love what I'm seeing so far. So it's super, super cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. You know, it's been nice for me because, like, I drive the ship on this one. You know, Reptile Ads is owned by Purple Turtle Technologies, and I am the owner and founder and CEO of Purple Turtle Technologies. So, you know, the main thing where I've been standing my ground is on simplicity. You know, a lot of this stuff, you know, and a lot of the stuff that other people have out on the market from other places, it was built by a developer. And at the end of the day, they don't look at stuff like non-developers do. Even a developer who's in the reptile hobby, they still, you know, like, they look at stuff different than someone who doesn't have any clue about that stuff, you know. And when you build it, you know how it works because you built it. So, you know, a lot of the stuff I stayed hands off, you know, just like, okay, build this, and then let them go however they want it and come in there and like, can I figure it out? If I can't figure it out without you telling me, something's wrong. We need to change something.
Right.
Yeah. Well, 100%.
I already know that I've had questions before we started, and I know it's going to come up. What's the pricing structure? Is there a free trial period? Run us down on that.
So everyone will be getting a breeder level package for free for the first 6 months. It's 6 months from the 28th when we go live. We do have a premium tier package that's above that, that will be available. Shane's got it here on the screen for you. This will be the packages that we have at launch. The next to highest package is what we're giving everybody for free to start off with. It has the bulk of your stuff. It's going to encompass most of your breeders, and most of your people are going to fit into that category. The premium seller category right now, we're still working on a lot of the features that are in there, so we didn't feel right charging for it just yet. Like, some of the full analytics and a couple of other things are going to come out after launch. But for people who need the premium seller, we will give it to them, and we can bump them up, but it will be on an as-needed basis for people who are hitting those limits. So we just wanted to throw that one out there. And basically, we wanted to make sure everyone can come over here and make money. You know, nobody wants to spend money hoping they make money. People want to make money, and then they don't mind paying for it. So, you know, the idea is we get everybody over here. We get the whole community involved. It's 6 months. It should be more than enough time to get, you know, a good community growing behind it and a basis of animals in there. We should be out on the internet really well and optimized pretty good for our SEO stuff. And at that point in time, we figure, you know, if you're making money, you're not going to mind paying to stay. And if you're not making money, then we haven't done our job. And, you know, obviously this might not have been as needed as we thought it was. We're looking at it like this is going to be just the biggest success ever in 6 months, or we're going to be mad at me. Probably me.
I see it.
Let me give some highlights. Sure. Yeah, let me give some highlights. So everyone's starting free on the breeder tier is what Zach said. And like, that is 75 active listings and up to $100,000 worth of inventory. That's a pretty good chunk. And then once it is a pay level, it's $159.99 a year. I mean, that's very competitive. Very competitive. So
yeah, we wanted to be extremely competitive, you know, and at the end of the day, we don't have 60,000 animals right now. We didn't feel it was fair to charge for that kind of, you know, system when we haven't, you know, put the work in and got there yet. So, you know, all of our package are specifically, you know, we looked around and, you know, all the other marketplaces we could find, and we're pretty much half price with double the limits on everything. You know, we wanted to make sure that there was no reason for people to not come here and succeed.
Right. So how do you, I know you can load animals one by one, but is there ways to import and export and do all those tech savvy things? Can you run us down on that?
Absolutely. You know, that was one of the most important things that, you know, we worked on very diligently, was making sure it was going to be super easy for people to come in and bring their animals. You know, because that's one of the problems now is a lot of people, you know, it's so tedious to go through and set your animals up one by one and then have to go to somewhere else and set them up again and go somewhere else and set them up again. So, you know, we wanted to make sure that whatever you use, whatever system was comfortable for you, we had some way for you to bring your animals in a quick fashion. So we didn't add one way to bring in your animals. We added multiple. If you're a Husbandry Pro user, we partnered with them. We worked directly with them. We're directly API'd into their system. That is the easiest way by far. And you can literally just click a button that says fetch animals. It pulls them all in for you. And then you just select which one you want to create an ad for, or you just click select all and import.
Yeah, I can vouch for that. That's how I preloaded my animals. We'll show you my store here in a little bit, but I'm already a Husbandry Pro user. Everyone knows that. So I just, you connect it. It's super easy. Connect it, fetch animals, and like Zach said, select all. It brings the photos and everything over. Ads are set. That's all you have to do.
Yeah, if you've got one photo in Husbandry Pro, it's bringing it. You got three, it's bringing those two. And you just, the whole process, once you have your account set up and everything, to actually bring your animals and make a listing is like less than 30 seconds. You just click import, Husbandry Pro, fetch animals, select all, import, and you can go walk away and make a sandwich. You probably don't even have enough time to make a sandwich. It's pretty quick. if you have 100 animals with like 5+ pictures a piece, you know, like it might take a couple minutes, but that's the thing, is it's bringing them all right now. You're not getting photos later. You're not having to come back and add them after the fact. You know, you can watch it loading 4 photos, 1, 2, 3, 4, boom, next. And so it's real nice. We added the same thing from Morph Market. If you go and export your animals from there, you know, if that's the system that you use and you want to keep using them, you know, hey, you're welcome to do so. They got auctions over there and stuff that we're not going to have. So, you know, you're more than welcome to use whatever system you want. But you can just go and export your animals, come straight over to us, import your animals, and it'll do the exact same thing. It takes about 30 seconds longer just because you have to go to Morph Market and export from them first. But the whole import part, just as fast. Drop your file in. You don't have to edit it. You don't have to mess with it. You don't have to do anything. It brings all your photos in the exact same way as it did from the Husbandry Pro Connect. And then we've got a third way. If you don't use any of that, we've got a custom CSV, which will take custom CSV files for people who use Excel spreadsheets and stuff like that. All you have to do is download our template, adjust your headers to match, and import it right back in, and it'll do the same.
Okay.
That makes still it old easy school. Right there.
Yeah. I still use a spreadsheet. It's huge. Been going for like 20 years with all my reptile stuff, you know.
I was really surprised. I got hit up by a lot of large, you know, high scale breeders who have large numbers of animals. And, you know, even if they use Husbandry Pro or some other system, they're still doing everything on Excel. They're just importing and exporting. And, you know, they're on their Morph Market and stuff. They just import and export, and they never go into the system. And so we wanted to make sure that was going to work for them too. You know, at the same time, I spent a large amount of time making sure the flow was good for adding one animal. You know, people who have, you know, 5 animals for sale probably aren't going to be uploading spreadsheets. They, you know, more likely to be typing them in and stuff. We wanted to make sure that flow was good and fast. You know, all your required data is right there on the very first page. Your other pages are optional things that you can put in, so you can blow through them real quick. You know, just
right.
Little flow.
Nice.
Faster.
And the genetic info. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to speak.
No, go ahead.
When you're inputting the genetic info, that's powered by the same engine that runs the genetic info on husbandrypro.com. Is that right? Or
no, not currently. So, okay. Genetic Calculator 1.0 is what runs the engine for Husbandry Pro. Husbandry Pro staff and Reptile Ads staff did do a lot of work together and training to build up, you know, and I can talk about that part as the Husbandry Pro part working for them, you know, training up on how to build stuff on the Next.js platform. And we have a new version that runs the Reptile Labs site, and that will run the Husbandry Pro Next genetics platform. There'll be more information released on that in the future after Reptile Labs is out, though. I believe they'll be getting that done, and they'll be ready to release Genetic Calculator 2.0 to the public.
That's pretty cool, because I love what you guys are doing over there. So this is a little enhanced, better version than what anybody that's used to Husbandry Pro is seeing, I guess, right? Is that what you're saying? The Reptile X is kind of like...
Yeah. Husbandry Pro was very simplistic, bare bones. You know, when we looked at it and we thought about using something similar, but at the end of the day, we had to build everything new for the new system anyways. And we were like, how can we do it better? So we looked, you know, in the at the end, you know, they had some features that we didn't have, and it didn't make sense for us not to have them. So, you know, stuff like aliases and stuff like that are we coming in. We don't have 100% of all the aliases in yet. We've been working on getting them added, you know, like Lemon Blast and stuff like that, where you can use some of the alternative identifications or
stuff
like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we've switched over. We now have predictive calculations instead of just getting the actual calculations, you know, where everything shows up as head or not head. You can actually get 50% and 66%. The new system understands all that and displays it as such.
Ah, super cool. Nice. Yeah, that's really good.
So I have a question before we get too far along, though. This was something that was asked to me, like, I don't know, a few days ago. Do you have to have Husbandry Pro to have Reptile Ads?
Absolutely not. Reptile Ads is its own thing. You know, one of our things is we wanted to be in the community, and we wanted to work with everybody who was willing to work with us and plug into anything that made sense to plug into. And Husbandry Pro worked with us, and so we have that plug-in for them, but it's not owned by Husbandry Pro, and you don't have to be a Husbandry Pro member or anything like that.
Yeah, Scott's in there breaking stuff with me, and his uploaded good too, so...
I haven't mentioned it yet, but, you know, we're also partnered with Redline Shipping on that. Redline Shipping was, you know, nice enough to partner with us, and they had the technology to build out the back end of their system to plug into ours and stuff. So we do have Redline Shipping integrated with us, and we'll be building on that relationship as the system evolves and getting more features with that as they get their systems built out to work properly with our new systems, because it's not like the old system. It's not just plugging into like one of these older websites, plugging into one of our websites or plugging into Reptile Ads takes a little bit more modification because of the old software going into our new software.
Right. And I tried that system out, and it works too. I plugged it in, whatever, bunch of technical mumbo jumbo and APIs and other three letter acronyms, but it works. That's what I do know.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of, you've seen it on some other sites before. You have to go here, get a code, come back and put it in. You know, a lot of the new stuff is push button, click, you know, click here, log in, click back, it links. And we'll be shooting for stuff like that going forward in the future to make that connection a little bit easier, but we do have the capability to get it done now right off the gate.
Well, while we're talking connections, you can connect PayPal, Stripe, Square, different payment platforms.
Yes, yes. Those three are that we have, definitely. We are looking at a cryptocurrency platform that we'll have in the future that's slated for possibly quarter one next year, maybe a little sooner. I don't know. We're working on that one. And we're looking at other integrations as well. We've thrown around things like Zelle. A lot of people like Zelle, and I've looked to see about if it's possible for us to tie into Cash App and Venmo. Those are a little different because they're apps. But I know I've had a lot of requests for those, but that is stuff we're looking at.
All right.
Awesome. Yeah, that is cool. I know the Zelle piece would be very welcomed for quite a few people, but it's not that difficult to take it out. But yeah, you know, they're very cool. I love that. Bitcoin as well, or cryptos in general would be a cool way. I had a few people I was talking to, and I was kind of like mentioning without mentioning a lot of info about this episode coming up. And one of the questions that I got was, well, what distinguishes them from Morph Market or any of the other kind of listing sites that have come up? Right. So what would you, how would you answer that, Zach?
I mean, there's several things, and I've kind of touched on a few of them, you know, being state of the art. You know, none of the other platforms are going to be as advanced or fast. So, you know, it's going to be more advanced, more fast. It's going to be a better user experience. It's going to be an easier user experience for the buyers and the sellers, which encourages sales. You know, when a seller comes, if they can't figure out how to use it, they leave and they go somewhere they can. You know, plus, you know, at the end of the day, our big competitors now, there's only a couple big fish out there, and they're not listing sites anymore. I'll just say it, you know, they're auction sites. And that's been one of the clamors that we've got is, you know, the auctions, it's a different kind of environment over there. And the numbers don't lie. Sites that have ended up with the auctions, it has, you know, hasn't necessarily completely killed the listing side, but it does kind of, you know, stab it and murder it and leave it a little wounded. You know,
yeah,
quickly becomes an auction site. You know, you're no longer a listing site. That's not what they're going there for. You know, they're going there, if they're going to the listings, it's to price check something in the auction. And
right.
You know,
right,
you know, that's not what we're doing over here. That's not what we're looking to do, and we're not looking to compete with the auction sites, and that's nothing we're even looking at adding. You know, this is supposed to be for your animals that you're not going to auction. And honestly, we're going to put your animals in front of faces that you haven't seen before. What you end up finding a lot on some of the auction sites is it's a very, very similar group of people who's buying most of these animals. And somebody asked me this question. They're like, how are you going to get people to buy animals that on your platform that they weren't buying on someone else's platform? And at the end of the day, we're not. Because that's part of the problem is everyone's been, you know, some of these platforms have been like, what can we do? Let's figure out whatever we can do to sell an animal. And if that's what you're doing here and you can't make it through it, you're going to have a hard time making it through a down economy. And, you know, when you have this mindset of, you know, I'll sell them for, you know, it's okay. It promotes a mindset of we can just breed whatever because I have this guaranteed sale sitting here. You know, if I only sell it for $10, you know, at least I got my good snake I sold. Well, you know, if you want to go sell that snake for $10 on the auction, you can go to one of those other auction sites and do it. And then that good snake you made that, you know, you put your heart and soul into and you value that animal, we want that animal over on our site because we value all the animals. We value every listing and we think they're all valuable and that they're all living beings and they're worth more than an eBay auction did.
I like it.
A little more than I should have, but
yeah.
Well said. Yeah.
Well said. I don't know how much you want to go into it, but there is some different stuff on there. The perk page. Do you want to talk about any of the?
You can touch on that if you want to. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's like a reputation point system and stuff, and there's some other stuff in the works. I don't want to go into the work stuff, but there's other stuff going on with the site. So I don't want to speak too much on it because I haven't trialed it out.
Involvement, you know, there's a perk system, a reward system. You know, you can see like who's posting the hot stuff, who's getting this, you know, stuff you can get like advertisement credits and stuff. We're going to plan on doing competitions like that to get the community involved. Our SEO optimization is top notch. With the new Next.js system, it's insane. Like our capabilities to show up in front of people's faces is next level, just like our platform. And so we'll be getting in front of new eyes and fresh eyes that might not have seen other stuff before. And, you know, just looking to get some good involvement and build a good positive community, you know, and get everything heading in a positive way.
Awesome. Well, that was cool. That was one of my questions coming up was the SEO and searching features and stuff. So that, yeah, that's cool.
Thank you. We have a very, very top notch SEO guy. I won't mention specifics, but there's multiple websites and businesses that he's done SEO for other businesses before. And every single one of them shows up first. So, you know, we've been pushing real hard on that and our capability to score high on SEO is through the roof because of speed of the site. And it's beyond any other site's capabilities.
I like it.
Man, Yeah, I love it. I love it. Because that was another kind of comment that I got of like, well, how are they going to compete with, you know, Morph Market? Their traffic is so high. Like everybody just automatically goes over there. And I'm like, SEO guys, don't worry about it. I know that they've got professionals back there. Right. And if they're going for it, they're going to make it worth it. Right. So that's awesome to hear that you guys have.
But, you know, I think that a lot of times we get too focused in and think, you know, of how much of it is us, you know, us in this small bubble where we know each other on YouTube and Instagram and from reptile expos. And the data is just out there that that's not the bulk of the customers that are coming in. You know, there is a large amount of people coming into these sites through just a Google search, you know, just as simple as ball python for sale near
right.
me.
Right.
You know, simple right. stuff yeah. like that drives a lot of it. You know, and so that's what we're doing for. And, you know, we're looking to be known as the place with the premium listings and stuff like, oh, man, I can't find this over here. You know, let me go look over here. Like, oh, yeah, that's where the real good stuff is at. You know, and we don't hate if you want to use multiple platforms and you want to, you know, do this over here, do that over here. We're here to be an extra source of income for everybody. You know, people clamor for a listing site, a dedicated listing site, and that's what it is. And we're not going to deviate from that. We won't plug in anything that doesn't have something to do with selling a reptile or a reptile related item. And we won't be adding any functions that do anything besides that. Basically, we'll be making those functions as good and as smooth as possible. We will be listening to the breeders and the people who pay to be on our site as the first people we listen to. Obviously, we do have to make it attractive for the buyers because they're coming to the site and they want to buy and it wants to be beautiful. But we understand where our paycheck comes from, and it comes from y'all paying your subscriptions. And so if we're not listening to y'all and doing what y'all want, doing what's best for y'all first, then, you know, the sales aren't going to come. You know, no one's going to be here to list their animals. And if no one lists their animals, then we're not going to have any customers.
Right.
So you heard that here first. Zach is the owner. Message him with everything you want. Bam.
His poor inbox. Don't do it.
Shane said he wants to start handling customer service, maybe. I don't know.
I heard it too, Zach. I heard it too. No.
Well, if you want, I can give him a sneak peek of how I set up my store.
Yeah, yeah. You do that? You can show those couple pages there. That's cool.
Ooh, right, sneak guys. Peek.
I am a low tech. I can't see you guys anymore, but I'm on my little store. So you'll see over here all the payments I accept, about, there's a little bit of my animals, my whole store policy, all of that. I seen somebody talking in the, you know, about light screen and dark screen. It has light mode, dark mode right there. Easy to find. View all animals.
That was one of the first features that I was like, yes, I can now browse late at night without waking up my wife in bed and her being like, you're on Morph Market or Snake Site again.
I added light mode. I don't ever look at it, but I added it.
Yeah, I'd say dark mode on all my devices are dark mode. But, you know, here's all my listing. You go in there.
Look how quick that is, too.
Yeah. So, yeah. Just a sneak peek for everyone.
Well, you know, big buttons, and this all works the same. You know, I've been asked a whole lot about an app, and that's something that we just don't have to have with this new software. If you've ever been to some of the new sites and stuff, and they're like, hey, would you like to get notifications from this? That's part of that new software. And basically, we'll have that in the future. That's something that we're working on rolling out. We don't have it right now with the notifications, but we'll be working on adding the notifications to it. And if we do roll out a downloadable app, it's literally just you dragging it down and making a quick link to it. And the notifications will come because that site's going to look exactly the same on a cell phone as it does on your computer, because the Next.js system was designed to be backward and forward compatible, basically, and to work on a cell phone. Everything's designed cell phone forward. That's why you'll notice like all the buttons are big, all the tiles are big. When you're looking at it on a cell phone, you can see all of that good and crisp. And, you know, it consolidates them. It moves them around a little bit, but it makes it familiar. It makes the usability the same. You know, how often have you had a really good, like Priceline? I love Priceline. I use the crap out of Priceline. I hate their app. I won't do it. They give me like 20% discount. Come use the coupon only on the app. I'm not getting that discount because their app sucks.
Right. Website does. Well, Zach, we just need the buy now button really big on the phone, so that's all they can touch, and then you know that's all. That's it.
You scroll to it, it just auto fills the whole screen.
Yeah. Payment info's there and everything. It just goes. But we did have a question from Josh Harbin. Which species will be initially available at launch, and the morph list included?
So we have all commonly available morphs. If you can find them on any of the big competitor sites, we have them in our system for genetics. We do have, for all the species that they have, yes. We do not have quite as many categories as some of the other ones. We'll have all of your basic categories that you would expect, and we do have capabilities to accept every animal. Every animal that doesn't have its own dedicated category, there is an other category that would encompass that. And we will give it its own dedicated category if it gets enough listings. You know, basically, we're only looking for, 10 to 20 listings of a species type we don't have added. We'll add it in there. But there's already, I forgot what it was, 60 to 80 species. You know, your hog nose is in there. You got Western hog nose, Eastern hog nose, all of your carp, all of your different subspecies of carpet pythons, all of your subspecies of kings, or well, not all of them. Most of your common subspecies of king snakes. There's so many king snakes. they're all in there. It's, it's definitely what you would expect. Some of the weird, obscure stuff might not have its own category. And if you go to like Morph Market or some other listing site and you pull it up and you see those empty categories with nothing in them, we don't have that. That's going to be an other category, like an other king snake, other python, other colubrid. So we can take any kind of animal you want. We even have an other animal section. If you have something, literally it's just other animal, and we actually don't prohibit listing exotic animals. So if you have exotic animals and you're able to ship those and work that out, you can list those on our site as well.
Nice. Josh is coming back. He's asking about sand boas. I know he's talking about our mutual Rufus.
Yes, sand boas do have their own category. I don't remember if I broke them out into the subcategories of the sand boas, but I know that they got at least one dedicated sand boa category.
I could testify to ball pythons and Western hognose. That works. So... Well, yeah, cool, I mean, man.
It's a lot of the common categories you would find on other places and stuff. We tweaked and modified a few things. I was really proud of our carpet python section. Our carpet python categories are all scientifically correct, which no other site has. And I wanted to make sure that was accurate.
That community won't roast you. Right.
Yeah.
They're going to be stuck.
We reached out to the experts we were able to reach out to, and we were doing a lot of this stuff, and like, hey, what's wrong here? What's right here? Do we need to leave this the same? Do we need to change this? And we're talking about people who, are identifying the species and writing papers and having the scientific names changed for them and stuff, not somebody with 5 years experience who has, we looked for, true experts to help us out with every category we could find them on. And we definitely welcome expert feedback, too. If somebody sees something incorrect, we're more than happy to get it updated.
Right on. Right on. Yeah. I like it, man. I like it. So one of the other questions I fielded in the chats was, will sellers have access to analytics, views, leads, conversion, all that? Will Reptile Ads publish market trends or reporting?
So I don't have it pulled up. If you still have it pulled up, you can pull up the pricing here, and I believe it says, I know that the premium package will get full analytics. We do not have it in the system yet. It's one of the reasons the premium package is not necessarily directly available. And we will have basic analytics, I believe, is in the breeder package. Yes, basic analytics. That's the first line there. So breeder package above will have basic analytics. And we'll have the full analytics, a really nice full page to track all kinds of stuff for the commercial side or the premium side.
All right.
Yeah, cool. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Because it kind of helps you, having that analytics kind of see what animals a lot of people are clicking on, you know, and maybe, yeah, stuff like that. Just, I think it's awesome. Cool. I'm excited for this. So you said October 28th is the go live date. And people can just show up, create accounts, and that automatically gets you the breeder level tier list, which is
everything is just, it's all set to be breeder tier free until I forgot the exact date. I think it's sometime in March or it's the beginning of April. It's 6 months from the 28th. So you don't actually have to join up on day one, but you want to join up on day one because we'll be giving out those founder badges. And once those founder badges go away, you won't be able to get one of those again. That's going to help out a lot with your credibility. You know, those of you who have founder badges on Morph Market, I'm sure you understand it's nice. You know, nobody can get that. It's like, you know, years later, you can be like, oh, yeah, I was here in the beginning. And it adds a good deal of trust because people know that you've been there and you've been buying for a while.
Get some street cred over here. You know, I got the founder badge, you know.
And honestly, it's a good idea to be first in because, you know, that's when we're going to turn everything on. The SEO starts, everything gets pushed out to Google. And when you have fresh faces coming in to look at a fresh product, the first people in there are going to be the first people getting sales.
Right.
Very true.
Right. Yeah.
Let's see. Will had a question. So if I'm paying $18 a month for the last year, do I get it free? I think he's asking about Husbandry Pro. No, Will, these two are separate. The Husbandry Pro account and what you pay over there is not related to Reptile Ads. So
yeah, Husbandry Pro and Reptile Ads just have an integration with each other. They're completely separate companies.
Well, he already admitted, I ain't been paying attention. Is this also Husbandry Pro? Oh, Will, gotcha. Catch the replay at this point.
Jesus, Will.
Replay game.
Well, this will be available on audio, too, so you can listen to it on your drive to work, brother.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. But yeah, separate. Go live date is October 28th. Question just came in. Super stoked. I don't know. I love competition in a market, right? Like, I think it helps all of us keep driving forward. When there's no competition, you kind of get stagnant and everything like that. So for just that alone, I think this is a great idea. And then once I actually got the play in the beta version, I was like, wow, these guys know what they're doing. I think this actually has a chance. So I'm stoked to see this coming, Zach. I really am, man. You guys did a great job.
You know, when you're comparing listing sites to listing sites with the committals we already have from people who are going to set up accounts and stuff, we should actually be able to launch as the second largest listing site. I think Morph Market's still considered a listing site, but if you don't consider Morph Market a listing site and you consider it an auction site, we're liable to launch as the biggest. You know, that's what we're shooting for. You know, I mean, it's all hands on deck over here. You know, I mean, anything that's, you know, Shane can tell you, he's been getting me with them bugs and stuff, but that's the thing, is we're on it. You know, it's not one person who's getting to it next weekend. You know, I've got a team of people sitting here knocking these things out as fast as people are putting them in.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
We talked about
that. I can back that up.
So we will go live on the 28th, but I did want to throw it out there. Husbandry Pro users will get a little bit of a head start. It should be before the middle of next week. I'm not giving an exact date on that, but just keep your eyes on your Husbandry Pro accounts. And for you Husbandry Pro users, just know we're going to, for their efforts with working with us and helping us out with all of this, we're going to let y'all in a few days early to get y'all's account set up.
Oh, so let me speak. Cool. Let me speak on that. So when you could sign in, you just click the button Husbandry Pro, it links it up. And man, almost all of your store info is filled out when you link in that way. Like, I had to add my banner to the top. And then I took out like my phone number or address or something that I didn't want listed on a open website, you know, or a listing site. And it's all there. It makes it easy, super easy for the Husbandry Pro users. Just saying.
Yeah. It's gonna pull your data in for you. So when you're going through setup, like your first few screens, you literally should just have to click like two check boxes and complete. Like everything's just filled out unless you need to change something. You got to update some information from your HP account.
Yeah. It's just a couple minimal things that you got to check here and there. And then, like I said, add a banner to the top and you're good to go. So as long as you had all that stuff set up in Husbandry Pro. So if you are a Husbandry Pro user, you probably want to make sure all your store stuff's up to date. And then you just have that seamless, like move over, whatever you call it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you go take care of it now. And then Michael,
you know, let me, I don't have it next to me. Damn it. I was going to put my Husbandry Pro hat on. Let me put my Husbandry Pro hat on for a second. I believe this guy has a coupon code you could use. And should you say, start a free trial of Husbandry Pro, you'd be a Husbandry Pro user whenever we give Husbandry Pro people free, you know, early access. So I'm just throwing that one out.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Go check out Small Town Exotics, right? Shane, you got that code listed.
Yeah, I just put it in the chat. Small Town 60, get a 60-day free trial, and then you'll just move right into Reptile Ads. Bam. It's easy.
Bam. Done.
Nice. But again, for those that weren't paying attention earlier, you do not have to have Husbandry Pro to have RADS. So there's that.
It just makes it easy to get your animals over.
We didn't bring it up, but I've got asked several times. You also do not have to use Redline shipping. We do have that ability to plug in and use them, but you can use whoever you want for shipping. You just don't have to. You don't have to activate that feature if that's not who you use. But if you do have a discounted SIS already set up in place with them, it will take your discount and factor that into the cost. And you can actually adjust that in the back end too to set up your shipping cost the way you want your shipping cost to be presented to the customer.
Yeah. You put in your box sizes, and then like when you list your animal, you can assign them a box size if you need to, and then it'll auto calculate all the shipping and everything from whoever's inquiring zip code from yours. It just does it all magically.
Love that.
Yep. You can set it up. You know, if you want to cover part of the shipping every time, you can set it up to cover part of the shipping. If you know that box costs you $9, you want to add that on there, you don't want to cover that cost, you can add that $9 to your shipping quote, and you can adjust your shipping how you see fit, as you know, run your business the way you see fit to run your business.
Sounds great, man. I love the control there where you're not forced into something, or this is the way everybody does it over here. Yeah, I like it. Nice. Yeah, it takes the guesswork out of it.
Totally. Yeah, BJ says it right there. Taking the guesswork out. That's right. Yeah. So the Harbin. So anyone that has been messing around in beta, plan to have it cleaned out and then on the 28th reset up and upload listings.
We already did our wipe. We did our last wipe of all the beta data on Tuesday. So any data that's coming in is staying in there now. So there's just a couple people in there. It's more of the open beta. And it'll reptile ads will stay in beta mode for probably about the first 6 months with the bug report button there. But it will open that beta gate just a little bit further when we let the Husbandry Pro members in, and that'll let us know if it's going to break really bad before we go public. Cause you know, it's not public. Customers can't see it. If we break it a little bit, when we let everybody in, nobody saw it except for us. No customer saw it. There was no harm, no foul. So it's a good way to kind of slow roll into it.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. Well, cool, Zach. You got any closing thoughts or statements or anything? And shout out to Kevin out there. That's my bro right there. What's up, Kevin?
I would just say, you know, check out Reptile Ads. Come check it. Set your calendars. October the 28th. Have your listings ready. You'll be able to bring them straight over from Morph Market. You'll be able to bring your listing straight over from Husbandry Pro. If you've got a custom CSV that you're using and you're one of the large breeders and you see this and you want to know if it's going to work, feel free to reach out to me and I'll make sure your CSV file is going to work with our system.
And where do they go to find Reptile Ads? Where is it?
ReptileAds.com. You can also find us on Instagram at Reptile_ads because some troll took our stuff like 8 years ago. If you look up Reptile Ads, it's this person and they've never made a single post, and it's from 8 years ago, and they have no followers or nothing. And I'm like, how do I get this? I need this. I'm
looking in. Crap, I think I followed the wrong account the other day. I better go check that when we get off, dude. No.
Yeah. On Facebook, we got Reptile Ads. It's just Reptile Ads, just like that. It's all one word. You can find us on Facebook at Reptile Ads, Instagram, Reptile_ads. It'll be reptileads.com. Right now, you're just going to see the placeholder page. Please don't message me for the code. I'm not giving it to you yet.
And I don't have the power to give anyone anything either. I'm just a parts breaker. They just put me in there to break stuff.
Yeah, people message me for a code. I'm going to have to give them the Small Town 60 code. That's the code I'm giving out.
Yeah, anyone can use Small Town 60 over on husbandry.pro. You can use that all you want.
This is in no way confusing, right? Like, do I need to really quit hats like when I'm doing this?
No, not at all. Oh, man, Zach, thank you for coming on here, breaking this news for everybody, building some excitement. I'm excited about it. Can't wait to get some animals listed, start driving some traffic over there. So let's get her done, man. Good job.
Thanks for having me.
So thing. Yeah, definitely. Just wanted to throw it out for chat. I mean, we've had a lot of great questions. Thank you, guys. Anything that we didn't cover that maybe you guys are wondering? If so, put it in chat really quick. If not, reach out to me, Shane, or Zach, and we'd happily get you guys the information. That was one thing that I took away from this. Zach was really touching on the community aspect of it. And I can't wait to kind of see how the community reacts, gets over there, and starts participating with each other. So, should be good.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Well, yeah. Yep. Thank you, Zach. And thanks for taking the time and having this Reptile Ads built and everything. Like, it's something I really wanted. So, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Appreciate y'all having me on here. And, you know, when people were reaching out and asking us to do it in the first place.
Right on.
For sure. It's all right, man.
Seed with.
Good things right to come, that's for sure. All right. Well, Shane, you're driving the ship tonight, sir. So, yeah. Okay.
In stream. All right, let's see if I
there
do
it. There it is.